Ah, my new apprentice. There you are. Welcome to the banya. Are you ready for your first day? Good. And I see you've already met your client for today's session. What timing? Welcome. You are going to have a wonderful experience. It is time for you to enjoy a proper Russian bathing experience, including a massage. Beware, it's not for the faint of heart. Us Russians are strong people. So, the first thing I want you to do, apprentice, is to help your client into the bath. You want them to get in there and enjoy themselves. The purpose is for them to relax. Invite them to take their clothes off and get in. While they do that, oil up your hands with some massage oil. Now, my apprentice, you're going to start massaging the client's neck and shoulders as they sink back into the bath. You might want to sit on the edge of the bath for this, your feet inside the bath, and their head between your legs. Alternatively, kneel down on the floor behind them so that you can easily reach their neck and shoulders. You can fold a towel and place it beneath your knees. Go ahead. Apprentice, ask the client if the pressure is right, and if it isn't, adjust it. Go ahead. Once you have the pressure right, keep going until you've worked out any knots or tension they have in that area. If you need to, use more massage oil. Now, it's time to wash your client's hair. Either let them wet their hair themselves, or have them lean back as you pour water over their head using a small bucket. Once their hair is wet, go ahead and massage the shampoo into their scalp. Give them a good, long massage. Now, let them rinse their hair, or use the bucket to do so. Beware you don't get any shampoo in their eyes. Thank you. Now it's time for the conditioner. You want to massage this into their scalp too. Then rinse it out. Go ahead. Your client is now both clean and relaxed, so it's time to move over to the massage table or bed. You choose. You both need to dry up first, however, so grab your towels and dry yourselves. Now, have the client lie down on the bed on their stomach. Adjust them so that they are comfortable. You can place a pillow underneath their hips if you like. That way, it doesn't put so much pressure on their head. Try it out and see if they'd be comfortable with the pillow. Now you need to place a dry towel or blanket over their legs and bum so that they don't get cold while you massage their back. Go ahead. Great. Now I want you to put some massage oil on your hands and perhaps even pour a little bit on their back and start massaging it in. Spread the oil out. You can do this gently, but then you increase this pressure. This is Russian massage, so you really want to feel that pressure. You're going to iron out any tensions they may have. You need to check in with them regarding the pressure, but really go for it if they can take it. Just be sure to not put pressure on their spine or bones. This is for their muscles. Knead them like dough. Great work. Keep going. Keep ironing out their tension. And move up a little bit to their neck. But there you have to be gentler. Now it's time to move down to their bum. Here, you can really go for it. Really need those bums. After that, we can be a bit more gentle. Move up and down their back and gently massage it so they fully relax before we get to the crescendo. Now it's time to heat things up a bit. Get out the birch branches or cat o' nine tails. You can also opt for a massage roller with spikes. I'll let you make the choice. Then roll down their towel so that they are completely naked. What you're going to do next is to gently, and I mean gently, whip them all over their back, legs, and arms. If you're using a massage roller with spikes, you roll it gently all over their back and bum, not the legs or arms with the roller. Go ahead. This is designed to make sure the blood comes rushing out to the skin. And that means it rushes through the muscles too, which helps ease tension. It's true that a little bit of pain is good for you. Yes, you're getting the blood circulating nicely. So it's time to switch gears. Now, you will provide gentle strokes and caresses. Get sensual. Caress their back. Play with their hair. Stroke them all over. This is a massage with a happy ending, no? So turn your client around. Now, gently caress their chest and belly. And here, you can use kisses, light as butterflies too. You want them to relax, remember? You want them to feel good, to feel pleasure. Go ahead. Caress and kiss their chest and belly. Now, move down their torso to their private parts. I want you to stroke those two. Gently massage them in their most private place. Makes them feel good, really good. Keep going until they feel so good they're screaming out loud. That is my final instruction. From here on out, I'll just observe your technique and provide a written evaluation afterwards. Let's see how much you've learned. Thank you.
Thank you.